Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 26 of Jesus Revealed in Purpose. We are in season 2 of our vodcast, and I'm so glad that you're with us. My name is Zinhle Mncube, and we are continuing steadily in week 4, and I'm joined by my sister, Minister Sthembile. Minister, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, bro. It's so good to be here.
Yeah, and welcome back to season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Books and all, huh?
Came back with a bang.
By no small degree. I'm quite excited. So today we're talking about carrying the cross, endurance and purpose.
Yay.
And our scripture reference is taken from Luke 23, right. Verse 26. But I think what I'm going to read also mirrors Isaiah 53.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it reads as follows. He was led away like a lamb to the slaughter. And though you see him there, you do not really know him. Now, this is obviously a paraphrasing of Isaiah 53, but also contextualizing what is happening in Isaiah 23.
Yeah.
So maybe let's just start there, Steh, just on what is happening within that chapter and what we can reflect on from there.
Right. So when we read such a beautiful scripture, right, which...
Yeah.
Takes us on this journey to get to know a little bit more about our Christ, even as he gets closer and closer to the crucifixion. So in Luke 23, verses 26, it says, "Now, as they led him away, they laid hold of a certain man, Simon, a Cyrenian, who came from that country. And on him, they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus."
Yeah.
Right. So, and the story that we see over here is a man who was basically taken in by the soldiers. The Roman soldiers compelled him to come and hold that cross of Jesus. And in that moment, I really believe that he got to experience something that very few people could have actually said that they've experienced that of Christ. Because who can say, right, that they held the cross that Jesus held? Who can say that they held the cross, which is probably filled with blood, which is probably filled with the sweat of Jesus, which would mean something so far greater later on in life, I mean, to many a people. He was a lucky man. He was a fortunate man to have held that cross. And so what we see in scripture is that scourging was something that generally would have preceded crucifixion. Mm-hmm. And probably the reason why he was brought in to help Jesus with the cross was because Jesus may have been physically unable to carry it by himself. So this process of being scourged is such a terrible and a vile procedure to kind of go through. So what happens is that a person is marked to a pole, is tied onto a pole, and they are whipped, they are beaten by a leather whip, which is not just leather, but it's interwoven with bones and with metal. So I can just imagine, right? I mean, it sounds so terrible. So not only did it sound terrible, it genuinely was, because people would eventually, you would see their bones after that experience, and you would even sometimes see their intestines. So Jesus literally was not in a state to be carrying such a physically heavy object. But while some people could die in a process like that, he didn't, right? Yeah. Because he still needed to endure. He still needed to go to that cross and finish the work that he was called for.
Yeah, that is both painful and remarkable that despite, I guess, the impossibility of carrying that cross, he carried it nevertheless. And yes, it was assisted, but... Yeah. Man, it must have been very, very just excruciating. Now, as we reflect on this and as we reflect on Christ's purpose, because I think in the earlier days, we were speaking with Minister Sthembile just around what to do and showing restraint against false accusations and also praying to God as well in our weaknesses around what's to come and just reflecting on Christ's prayer and just what that needs. So for us to endure in sure. purpose, the same way that Christ endured. Mm. I'd like to just reflect on that and just what that requires to be able to go through that.
Sure. I think the beauty of endurance, and I believe there is a beauty in endurance, is that we get to see a side of Christ that we probably would have never been able to see outside of a persecution or outside of the need of having to endure something. So what it means to us as children of God is that we are at an advantage place when we are in a season of enduring. We get to experience the heart of God in certain things. We get to hear the Father speak to us different truths, you know, that he would have spoken to us maybe in a good season. Think of it this way. If you have a friend and maybe you always have good times, the generally the conversation is jolly, probably lighthearted. But when life gets going, there are some conversations that you generally would have to expose your both of yourselves to and go to that deeper place because the moment requires it. So every time in scripture that we see people enduring, every time we see people go through things in scripture which require for them to endure, we see them coming out a little bit better at the end of it. There's a beautiful conversation, and maybe we can go there. I think it's in Acts 7. Where Stephen, I hear you saying that he is. It's been a trend in a couple of days, which is beautiful. But in the last few moments of his life, you know, we see him kind of sharing the story of how the Israelites came to be, and he shares so beautifully. But then he comes to a moment where he says, just before he receives, this great persecution, where he says, "Look, I see heavens open," and he sees the Son of God the Son of Man standing next to God. And not only that, but he actually he gets a deep revelation. He gets newfound revelation in the endurance. I believe that had he not gone through all of that, or had he not been quoted to being stoned, he would have seen something else. But there is a glory in endurance, not for ourselves, but for us to see the heart of God, I believe.
Amen. And sure, that was really good. And I'm just thinking about that in also enduring in light of our purpose as well. What that reveals, or what that, I don't know if it reveals something in us around us almost taking on endurance and walking in a very persevering type of way, and what that does for us when it comes to us walking in purpose.
So a purposeful life, I think, is a life ordained by God for each and every one of us. And I think that when we walk in purpose, what it does for us is that there is some type of a fulfillment of the plan of God. And so enduring is not something that we do, of course, by our strength, but we do it because we are on assignment. So the reason then, or the thing that we gain in that, is, I believe, the most beautiful message that we will ever get to gain. To get and hear in this lifetime and in the other, where the Lord says to us, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." I think, you know, we can speak about many things, right, that you can gain from enduring. But I think at the heart of it is that I will endure this lifetime. I will go through this lifetime, and come what may, it's okay. Because I've got my eyes focused on Jesus. I've got my eyes focused on this word that is nourishing me. The Holy Spirit is doing a good work in me and through me, hopefully. But I will one day hear my Father say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Amen. I'm just thinking about now, what you're saying, is that now part and parcel of us finding strength in in just enduring, finding strength in enduring is like, what are those elements that we can really draw from in finding strength to endure, or just almost taking up Christ and taking up God in order to persevere?
Yeah. So in the scripture that we read, Jesus Christ was enduring, and he endured that pain. And in that moment of crucifixion, he endured the beating and people spitting on him. He endured it all. And I think the most important thing, one of the most important things that we can consider in that moment, is that he endured, yes, for the end that the Father had in mind, but he also endured so that we could learn from him, right? And so one of the things that we can actually start practicing is asking ourselves, what did Jesus do? How did he act? What was his reaction in a moment where he was required to endure, when life required of him, or when purpose was standing up and saying, this is the time? What did he do? And then first, the next question that we can ask ourselves, I believe, is, how can I honor what God did in the way that I choose to respond? Will I respond maybe cursing the purpose that the Lord has placed on my life? Will I respond feeling dismayed? Will I respond negatively? Will I complain? Will I, whatever the case may be, or will I choose to look at how Jesus did it and really just follow that example? We have the perfect example in the Messiah, bro. We have an excellent example in how to endure with Jesus. And what's beautiful is that whilst he is making a way, and he is constantly praying for us, but I believe that he has given us Holy Spirit to teach us as well. On a day-to-day, how do we do this thing, and how do we win this endurance thing? Because, hey, you're going to have to endure in life.
We all have our crosses to bear. We really, really do have all our crosses to bear. And I'm just now thinking about, there's a range of believers that are listening to us, from the most mature to those that are really new in the faith. And what's guaranteed is that there is no period where there is no cross to carry. And to those then that are listening or watching us say, man, what would be almost a takeaway from and really thinking through around endurance and purpose?
So I think maybe we can just look at Job 22 verse 21, which is such a beautiful scripture, and I've come to love it so much. It says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. I think that's the hope that we have. That's what we can hold on to, acquainting ourselves to the Lord. Oh, man, I think, in fact, we can even find ourselves being joyous in a time where we have to endure things, because we know that, wow, we have acquainted ourselves and we get to know more and more of the attributes of the Messiah, the attributes of our Father. So I would say, you know, wherever the believers are in their journey, let us acquaint ourselves, you know, let us know him, the depth and the breadth and the width and all of him, as he would receive and as he would reveal himself to us.
That's a really good way to just wrap that up so well. I really love that scripture around acquainting ourselves with Man, it does bring a lot of just desire to not just acquaint myself, but also in enduring as well. You almost are deepening you knowing with him, you're knowing him. And I'm just paraphrasing another quote by Charles Spurgeon, where he says, those that dig deep, and I'm just paraphrasing, those that dive deep into the sea of suffering will always reap treasures of pearls. I've really enjoyed seeing that. And I think it rings true to what we were sharing today. Yeah. So thank you so much, sis. I really appreciate your time. Yeah. And to everyone that is listening to us as we continue in our journey of enduring, continuing this journey of carrying our cross and taking up our cross and following Christ. My prayer is that it, as the book of Job that Minister Stembile has read to us, acquaint yourself with the Lord. Acquaint yourself fully, immerse yourself fully in the knowledge and the love of God, and He will indeed carry you through, and you'll be able to have that strength to endure. You can find this podcast everywhere. If this has been a blessing to you, as it has been to me, please like it, share it across everywhere with everyone that you know that really does need a word of endurance and encouragement around endurance as well. You can find us on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, across a number of our social media pages. You'll find us on Salom Prakban. If you look at our podcast channels, it is Jesus Revealed Season 2 as well. God bless you. See you next episode.